This is the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. It's Thursday morning, March 12, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Japantastics introduces the world of code emoji, bringing ancient characters into modern spaces. Japantastics Inc. introduces the world of code emoji, featuring ancient Chinese scripts reimagined by artist Kei Sato. These artworks, dating back over 3,000 years, blend historical depth with modern design, resonating with contemporary aesthetics. Sato's creations, available on japantastics.jp, revive the beauty of ancient scripts for today's spaces, bridging cultures through universal harmony and timeless design. Chicago reopens Capone's vault 40 years later. Chicago is set to reopen Al Capone's vault 40 years after Geraldo Rivera's televised special in 1986. Author William Elliott Hazelgrove's new book, Capone's Vault, delves into the behind-the-scenes story of the iconic broadcast. To mark the anniversary, Hazelgrove will make media appearances and host events across Chicago, shedding light on the infamous empty vault that captivated millions of viewers.
Mango AI introduces AI GANs generator for animating photos into dancing videos. Mango AI introduces an AI dance generator for animating photos into dancing videos. This tool, available on the Mango AI platform developed by Mango Animate, allows users to create multiple AI dance videos quickly. By uploading a full-body image and a dance reference video, users can generate realistic and fluid animations with the AI analyzing body motions and animating corresponding body parts accurately. The AI dance generator offers two models, Rango AI 1.0 and 2.0, catering to various image inputs including humans, cartoons, and animals. Users can create engaging AI dance content for platforms like Instagram Reels and TikTok, with sample photos and reference videos provided for initial exploration.
Dorian Slay sets release date for sophomore album In My Villain Era. Pop artist Dorian Slay has set the release date for his sophomore album, In My Villain Era, on May 1, 2026. Following his debut album Ascension, this project showcases a shift towards a more elevated, dance-pop-driven sound. With influences from The Weeknd and Lady Gaga, Slay's new album explores themes of empowerment and self-reinvention, promising a confident step forward in his creative growth. I thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.